Simon & Schuster Audio presents Pomona Afton Can So Solve a Murder, a novel by Bellamy Rose, read by Jennifer Jill Araya.
This book is for Ella May, who can so do anything she puts her mind to. Chapter 1. The first time Grandma called, I ignored her. That probably sounds heartless to you, but only because you're picturing a stereotypical grandmother. You know, one who bakes cookies, gives lots of hugs, loves her grandchildren unconditionally. Marion Elizabeth Hunter Afton hugged you as if your clothes, no matter how clean, would dirty her impeccable tea dress. Any cookie she'd bake would probably have arsenic in them. So when my phone lit up with G-Ma Marion as it buzzed against my breakfast table, I pushed it to the side so I couldn't see it. It was early still, or at least early for a Saturday. For all she knew, I was sleeping. I probably should still have been sleeping, considering how late I was out last night. And, okay, how much I'd drunk. My stomach was sloshing around at the mere sight of my usual egg whites with spinach and mushrooms. I couldn't even think about eating them yet. It was enough, surely, that I was awake, sitting upright, staring at Central Park spreading out very green and way too bright through my picture window. Her second call was harder to ignore, considering I'd pushed my phone so far to the side that it buzzed itself off the table. It landed with a clatter on the elaborately detailed porcelain tiles I'd picked out last time I was in Italy. They were hand-fired and hand-painted and hand-glazed, and had nearly earned me Grandma's hand-slapping against my cheek when she learned how expensive they'd been. "I did not give permission for you to change the tile in your kitchen. Is this your hotel, Pomona?" It wasn't. None of the Afton hotels were, no matter that I'd grown up playing hide-and-seek in their fancy lobbies and ordering room service to their various feather beds. And they never would be, for many reasons. My older brother, Nicholas, the heir apparent, had gone to Princeton and majored in business and immediately come home to work for the family. I had done, well, pretty much the opposite of that. "Pom," I jumped in my seat. My phone had stopped its
Sample complete. Ready to continue?